just get the report.
Now, I'm always a big fan of survivor stories. Stories of people who made it out. And in this week's parsha, we have a survivor story. We have a story of death and destruction, and a few people who made it out. What am I referring to? The second aliyah, Parsha Pinchas, it starts the exciting story of counting. And in the genealogies and the counting of Parsha Pinchas, it says, hey, let's review who is still alive from certain tribes, because as we know, Parsha Bamidbar has been fraught with revolutions and a couple of punishments. So we start discussing Shevet Reuven and Shevet Levi. And the Torah reminds us of Korach. And who, right? Vatiftach ha'aretz et pi'a, vatibla otam ve'et Korach. And 250 of the Korach anti-Moshe supporters. Then the pasuk throws in something. I have to be honest with you, I don't think we knew until now. Pasuk Yiralev, it's a really long pasuk, four words. Ubnei Korach, what do you expect? Ubnei Korach, met. Why? Because? Earth swallowed, but it's it. Korach v'kol, right? Korach and everyone was swallowed up. Good, this is why sometimes we have to look inside. But you're not going to believe what Torah says. Ubnei Korach, lo meitu. It's pasuk. The truth is that I'd be willing to bet you all knew that. Can somebody tell me how you know that Ubnei Korach didn't die? Because all of you have met them before. Lamatzeach livnei Rosh Hashanah, right before Shavuot. Livnei Korach Mizmor. So we know they're alive because they wrote Tehillim. According to Gemara Babasar, one of the 10 authors of Tehillim. They're alive. That's pretty cool. They survived. By the way, who else has said Lo Meitu? This impression in my head of another important Jew who didn't die. Sorry? No. Maybe. Yaakov Avinu. That's a pretty cool category. So I've got all of Korach and all of his family and men getting swallowed up, but B'nai Korach lo meitu. Which begs the question, why not? What did they do to deserve to survive and to thrive as they went on? So I just want to share with you an image that's given to us by the Medrash. The Medrash is the Yalkut Shimoni. The Yalkut Shimoni gives us an image of the internal struggle and internal lives of Bnei Korach that will hopefully represent what it was that enabled them, lo meitu. And the story goes like this. I want you to imagine Vayikach Korach. It is the big day of revolution, the Korach revolution, anti-Moshe revolution. And what happens? Moshe goes from camp to camp to try to stomp out the revolution. Yes? Everyone follow the image? Now, imagine the image. Moshe is going to the camp of Korach. And the children of Korach have a problem. Because when Moshe comes in, what are they supposed to do? Stand up out of respect. Except that if you walk into an anti-Moshe rally, and you stand up and you try to show respect for Moshe, you understand what's going to happen to you? You're going to get stoned by your own people. Oh wait, and your father is the one organizing the revolution. Which means I now need to be from and it's not keep it up, eh? And the Medrash captures the internal dilemma of Bnei Korach. What do we do? On the one hand, we want to and we have to show respect to Moshe because he's Moshe Rabbeinu. On the other hand, our father is putting on an anti-Moshe coup. And how can I not show kibbutz ve'aim to my father?
help,
say Bnei Korach. I'm stuck in between. And that, says the Medrash, is what Bnei Korach did to deserve, lo metu, to survive and to thrive. Because what they did is they took two pieces with them. On the one hand, they said, Moshe, God, Torah, how can I turn my back? I know what's right deep down, and I have to stand up for what's right. Yet at the same time, standing up for what's right doesn't mean stamping out and stepping on our parents and where we came from. And the Chiddush of Bnei Korach is finding that combination. And this perhaps is one of the hardest things, especially for us in yeshiva, and honestly, for anyone as they grow, whether it be spiritually or internally. How do I, on the one hand, never violate Kibbutz Avayim? I always look back at my parents with awe and respect for everything they did. On the other hand, sometimes, if my society, my families, my city where I'm coming from, if they side with Korach, I have to make sure that I know whose side I'm on. And I have to know, stand proud. Perhaps that's why we say, L'anatzeach b'nei Korach mizmor on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is the time, again, we're not yet at Elo. Rosh Hashanah is the time of Yom HaDin, where we stand before God and we say, I need to know whose side I'm on. That being said, we always need to watch out for all sides. We always need to make sure we never, we never cause problems. We have shalom bayis, we keep it aveim, yet always knowing very well and clear what exactly we should do. One of the things to think about is how are we all going to be connected?